Greetings and welcome to the Bishop's Radio. I am Esigon, your host. Let's pray. Our Father and God and Maker of all things, we bless your holy name and thank you for ordaining this podcast to bless, transform, liberate, and lift all who come in contact with it. We give you praise because your word is true and you are faithful. Thank you for all the lives that will be touched with this broadcast. We are grateful for the testimonies that will abound. Be forever glorified in and through us all, in Jesus' name. Amen. I have come to realize that as a believer, there are two clearly defined ways to be built up. It has stared us in the face all along that because of the human propensity to cliche everything and the crave for fresh knowledge, on the other hand, this simple truth seems to elude most Christians. It is so simple that it was captured in a song, a very simple nursery rhymish song, which I will sing shortly. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, if you want to grow, if you want to grow, if you want to grow. Read your Bible, pray every day, if you want to grow. Very childlike feel to it. Simple sounding, yet loaded with such profundity. Packed with truth, established in and by Scripture, evident in the life of Christ while he dwelt among us. At age 12, Jesus' exposure to the Word of God was clear for all to see. Luke 2:46-47. Luke 2:46-47, using the Passion Translation, reads, "After being separated from him for 3 days, they finally found him in the temple, sitting among the Jewish teachers, listening to them and asking probing questions. All who heard Jesus speak were awestruck at his intelligent understanding of all that was being discussed and at his wise answers to their questions." The two verses clearly show that Jesus was well read. The Jewish teachers mentioned there were not teaching biology or physics or mathematics. They taught the law, the books of Moses and the prophets, the Bible of that time. To hold that level of conversation with them to the extent that they and the people that witnessed the whole thing were awestruck by Jesus' questions and contributions can only mean one thing. Jesus knew his onions. He was well read. As to praying, several verses showed that Jesus spent time praying alone. Let me just take two. Mark 1:35, using the NIRV. "It was very early in the morning and still dark. Jesus got up and left the house. He went to a place where he could be alone. There he prayed." Another verse I want to read is Luke 6:12. Luke 6:12. And this time I'm using the New Living Translation. It reads, "One day soon afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray, and he prayed to God all night." Amazing, right? Glory to God. What Jesus exemplified was well captured by the apostles clearly for us to see and follow. Now to one of the main texts of this conversation today, Acts 20:32. Acts 20:32, the New King James Version. It reads, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." One of the building blocks of a solid Christian life is here revealed, the Word of God. Here it can be seen that it is able to build us up and give the believer an inheritance. Focus, though, is on the building part. Of course, everyone should know that being built up is methodical, step upon step, layers upon layers, stage by stage. There are many scriptures that point to this truth, but this verse states it clearly and simply, is why it comes to mind. Then the other building block, praying in the spirit. Jude 1:20, using the Passion Translation, reads, "But you, my delightfully loved friends, constantly and progressively build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith by praying every moment in the Spirit." Prayer in the Spirit is another way that the believer is built up. I particularly use the Passion Translation because it properly captures it for me, as I hope it does for you. It clearly reveals the methodical requirements, same as with the practice of reading the Word. Another word that captures it is systematic. For believers to be built up, it requires a systematic exposure to the Word and practice of prayer. And that is where that song I sang earlier comes in. Something to remind us of the discipline and rigor that is required of every child of God who wants to grow. And these two main texts also show that the responsibility is ours. When Luke says in Acts 20:32 that "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace," it implies that I hand you over to God. How? By his word. How? By applying yourself to the word and applying the word to yourself. This is all on you, all on the child of God. Jesus Christ exemplified it. He practiced it. People could testify of his dexterity with the word, the book of the law. It was also evident in how he deployed it during his temptation in the wilderness. Are you a believer? Can people testify of the depth of your understanding of scripture? Don't beat yourself up yet. You can always start now if you had not taken your growth seriously before now. Now is a good time to start and commit yourself to the discipline and practice of growing. Expose yourself to the Bible personally, regularly. Same with prayer. Do it. Pray. Let me quote it in the Passion Translation again. Jude 1:20. "But you, my delightfully loved friends, constantly and progressively build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith by praying every moment in the Spirit." Again, this verse shows that it is the responsibility of the believer to do this. It is not something that can be done for the believer. How clear can this be? The apostles fully understood these building blocks as captured in Acts of the Apostles 6:4. Acts 6:4, I'm using the New Living Translation. It says, "Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word." Check the result of this decision, and that is in that same Acts of Apostles chapter 6, but this time verse 7, still the New Living Translation, which says, "So God's message continued to spread. The number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too." The church grew greatly, meaning this is the growth formula, either for the body of Christ as a whole or for the individual part of that body. To remain a child is not right. We must become sons, because it is sons that enjoy the inheritance. The inheritance is for the built up. Start growing if you have not started doing so, and continue to grow if you are on the journey of growth. It is to your benefit. Selah. That's it for this week. Don't forget to share this blessing with others. Sharing it shows that you were blessed and you love for others to be blessed as you were blessed. So you see, love is the motivation here, and love is in action. Also, listen to this podcast again and again to properly benefit from it. And should you be moved to give feedback, do not hesitate, as your feedback can inspire the next podcast. And always remember that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Stay well and blessings always.